Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And Crete and Durham Hall is back. Last year they made it, but of course it was all discontinued. Joining us, head coach of the Crete and Durham Hall Raiders, Jerry Klein. Congratulations.
I appreciate it, Maxie. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for your coverage of high school sports, as always.
I appreciate that, but you guys came through a tough section to get here, man. That wasn't easy stuff.
No, Eastridge and had a heck of a year, and also, obviously, Woodbury, my friend Coach Getzloff, and they had an outstanding streak of 17 games and came down to a last-second shot by Trey Holloman, and it was just a great high school game, and kind of whoever had the ball last in that one. And we were very fortunate, obviously.
What was that game like?
Yeah, it's the third time we've played Woodbury. They had swept us in the regular season. They were seniors, guys that have started for 3 years, well-coached. And it came down to the last possession, and it was just the only thing that was really missing was a full house, right? Woodbury is a tough place to play within itself. You get a full house over there and packed it in. It was just, obviously that's the only thing that was missing, but it's become certainly a rivalry, them and Eastridge and our league, and then get in the state, you got to go through those programs, and it was just a great, fun environment.
Just to pause before we go further, because you know some of the players involved in it, such as Jalen Suggs, what did you think of the game and the tournament last night?
I mean, obviously you felt for Gonzaga and the Suggs group, and just the way Mark Few has done it, averaging over 30 wins in the last 5-6 years of his career. He could have easily jumped at huge and bigger jobs and hasn't. He stayed true to Gonzaga and stayed there, and I give a lot of credit. And it's just, if you've ever met the guy, you kind of root for him. And then there's Scott Drew, who, worked under his dad for all those years of Valparaiso, coaches 1 year there, and then he goes down to Baylor after all the major issues and violations down there. And they give a guy 18 years before he gets it done. That's unheard of nowadays, right? You felt for it, but man, were the guards from Baylor just ridiculous last night. My Lord. They came out, and it was 9-0, a punch in the mouth, and then it was 19-4, and it was just incredible.
You know, you get to know some of these coaches when they come through. Few was here recruiting at, obviously, Suggs, but he was at Eastridge with the Brown kid, et cetera, probably looking at Holloman. But last year, you guys played Hopkins in one of those full house games early in the year when they have the all-day affair, and you beat Minnehaha Academy and Suggs. What do you remember about that game? Because it was one of those, basketball junkies only, and they packed the house.
Yeah, it was one of our last real packed games that we've been a part of, and they do such a great job at the breakdown. But just playing against those guys, they're so talented with, obviously, Chet and Jalen and the other parts they have. And, that team had done so well in football that they were continuing to play their season there. But our guys are certainly ready for that opportunity. And, again, Coach Johnson and their staff do an outstanding job. And just the wealth of talent and that environment for high school sports, it just doesn't get any better than that. It was just a fun environment and a fun game to be a part of.
So when you you're coaching a game, you're developing a team, and you're coaching through COVID. What was that like this year? I mean, are you, even to this day, is it every day do you wake up and say, please don't tell me, what news might I get today? You know what I'm saying? We hear about these pauses and these shutdowns. How does it feel from a coach's standpoint?
Well, I will tell you, being the Dean of Students over here at Crete and Durham Hall High School, we were happy to be in session, but we were doing the alphabet A through L, M through Z, and keeping our door open as much as we could. And then having the basketball piece on top of that, not starting until January, and then you're exactly right, not knowing what the next day is going to bring, with a, you know, COVID positive test or this or that, and then just the student body itself, let alone with the student athletes. It really was a trying time. It is a trying time. I will say it's been a great outlet. Our kids have made a lot of sacrifices, like a lot of programs have over the state, of just maintaining the opportunity to play. We're so blessed, and to be one of the four teams left in 4A is just it's a wonderful opportunity. But again, our kids have made a lot of sacrifice to have this happen, and I'm just so proud of them. They deserve this.
Tell us about your matchup.
Yeah, Maple Grove is, you know, I've never, the scout that I have on them as far as having nine losses, it's a really good league. You've got Osseo, and you've got, some other good teams, Park Center and Champlin. And so it's a loaded league with Totino Grace and Spring Lake Park. And so don't let the nine losses fool you. You know, playing Champlin for the third time, our coach had a good game plan and it went to the way they wanted it to go. And so we got our hands full. They're athletic on the wings. You got some serious size. So we know we'll have our hands full. And anytime you're this far, you're going to play against good competition. And so, but we'll be ready and looking forward to the opportunity.
Yeah, anybody can beat Champlin. Park's got something, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and Champlin was so good all year. But the one thing that is different this year is, you know, we didn't see all the crossover games, so it is a little bit more difficult tournament time because, you know, people were more restricted to their conference and whatnot, as opposed to, as we mentioned, when you'd play Minnehaha and you'd see all these showcase games. That is one of the little different flavors to this year, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, league play is league play, and you get ready for these teams, whether it's Suburban East or the Northwest Suburban or wherever it is. But when you have those crossover games, you really get a feel the level of talent in the state, and not having it this year has been a huge difference in preparing your team and getting them ready for, you know, the state tournament run or the section final playoffs. But I'll tell you, it's like anything. I'm getting your teams to play as best they can. Certainly in crunch time and when it matters, certainly is huge down the stretch here.
Now, what's Yazbek's scout on this one? Does he have the next game? Is he waving through video right now? How do you assign that to him?
Yeah, Coach Yazbek is—he's our general manager, our GM, and so we've got him making sure everything's put in a roll for the next couple of days and all the stuff behind the scenes. And we really can't look ahead to why is that our Shakopee. We'll just stay in this moment, and he'll have us ready to go, no question.
He always does. And, you know, basketball in Minnesota, Jerry, as we talked about last night, and we talked about last year, the showcase, and obviously eventually we'll see crowds again. Tell me about basketball in Minnesota as you've seen it evolve.
I can remember, Max, when I started 18 years ago, what it was then to what it is today of just the commitment level of the all year round, whether it's AAU or just you're coaching your own team in the gym, and then just the level of play, not just Division I, because I'll just use Division III as an example, and you well know, being a former Highland guy, but that level of basketball in this state is so underrated, it's so good, and then just Division II, the small amount of teams that we do have at that level, scholarship players or non-scholarship players, and then just D1 with now St. Thomas making transition to Coach Tower and their new staff, and then, of course, the Minnesota Gophers. It's just evolved in the last 20 years, just in my short 20 years of being a part of this. Is, you know, you can name one guy, Sam Jacobson, or you can name Skip Schapau or Augusta Kelly Jr. back in the early 90s. Well, now we got five of those. It's amazing. And then just look what Paige has done on the national stage for the girls' side, Jalen Suggs on the boys' side. And we've got number one prospects in the country coming out of Minnesota. And I love hockey, and we're the state of hockey, but we're also becoming the state of basketball, too. We got to represent there big time. And it's just been fun to be a part of.
Jerry, appreciate it. Good luck this week, and thanks for giving us some time.
Absolutely enjoy it, and I appreciate it. Take care.
You bet. Jerry Klein. Maple Grove and Crete and Dare Mall, that'll be a good one as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.